Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court, Appeals Records 1913, 1914, page 238. Here is the extracted text from the image. He sued the Marquis for damages, which brought retaliation on the part of the Marquis for criminal practices on the part of Wilde, this intellectual giant. And when the English language is read, the effrontery, the boldness, the coolness of this man, Oscar Wilde, as he stood the cross-examination of the ablest lawyers of England, an effrontery that is characteristic of the man of his type. That examination will remain the subject matter of study for lawyers and for people who are interested in the type of pervert like this man. Not even Oscar Wilde's wife, for he was a married man and had two children, suspected that he was guilty of such immoral practices. And, am I say, it never would have been brought to light probably, because committed in secret, had not this man had the effrontery and the boldness and the impudence himself to start the proceeding which culminated in sending him to prison for 3 long years. He's the man who led the aesthetic movement. He was a scholar, a literary man, cool, calm, and cultured. And as he say, his cross-examination is a thing to be read with admiration by all lawyers, but he was convicted and in his old age went tottering to his grave, a confessed pervert. Good character? Why, he came to America after having launched what is known as the aesthetic movement in England, and throughout this country lectured to large audiences. And it is he who raised the sunflower from a weed to the dignity of a flower. Handsome, not lacking in physical or moral courage, and yet a pervert, but a man of previous good character. Abe Ruiff of San Francisco, a man of his race and religion, was the boss of the town, respected and honored, but he corrupted Schmidt, and he corrupted everything that he put his hands on. And just as a life of immorality, a life of sin, a life in which he fooled the good people when debauching the poor girls with whom he came in contact, has brought this man before this jury, so did eventually Abe Ruiff's career terminate in the peanut entry. I have already referred to Durant. Good character isn't worth a cent when you have got the one before you. And crime don't go only with the ignorant and the poor. The ignorant, like Jim Conley, as an illustration, commit the small crime. And he doesn't know anything about some of this higher type of